We start hour number two by having a conversation with the Golden State Warriors president of basketball operations and the general manager. He is a two-time NBA executive of the year, led Golden State to three NBA titles and five straight conference titles. He helped build a team that has produced the best six-year run in the history of the NBA record-wise. A recent inductee into the Monta Vista High School Athletic Hall of Fame, Golden State is back at it against Atlanta tonight, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. We are joined by Bob Myers. Bob, it's so good to have you back. How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
Good, good. In fact, let me rephrase the question, Bob. Before we talk basketball, how is life right now?
Good, man. Got the three girls. I don't know how your house is, but it's I got a good balance in life. I got all testosterone at work, and then at home it's a bunch of estrogen, and it works out good. It's my kids are – I don't know how you raise kids properly. I'm still figuring that out, but – it's, you know, in a climate where sports matter so much, I go to work, and it's kind of, we all think, whether you're working for any organization and you interview all kinds of people from sports, we think the world revolves around us, and then it's nice to go home and realize it really doesn't. So it's good, man. How about you? How you doing?
Same thing, Bob. Exactly. You go home and you realize what's really important and what matters, and it's not necessarily what we do. The difference for us, Bob, we dropped our older son, Jake, off at the University of Wisconsin. So he went away to college this fall, came back for the holidays, so that was kind of a blast. But you're right. You come home and you know exactly what does matter. Let me ask you this. On that same topic, last November, after a loss to San Antonio, Steve Kerr made the point, and I quote, "We've had such a charmed existence the last four seasons. This is the toughest stretch we've been in. This is the real NBA. We haven't been in the real NBA the last few years. We've been in this dream," end quote. Does that sound about right to you?
Yeah, you know, but the dream, yeah. I think maybe for me the dream wasn't all perfect. You know, when you're in it, it's great. And I think there's a lot of truth to what he said. Winning and winning at the level we won at does still require it requires a lot, man. It's not like you're just watching it happen. May be hard for listeners to understand, but there's almost more pressure when your only acceptable outcome is winning a championship. There's some weight to that. It's not bad. It's good. It's what you want to carry. It's the expectations you want. But, you know, I always look at it like running a marathon. I don't know if you're supposed to run five in a row back to back to back to back to back. But we did, and you're happy about it, and you do it while you can. But, yeah, I mean, this is more – now, I don't know if this is the real NBA, because I can't say this without people hearing it as if it's an excuse. And I don't want it to be heard that way, because I'm happy to own whatever challenges we go through. But the injuries are a little unusual, the amount of them and the players that actually have gotten hurt. But, again, in this – industry in this nature, that sounds weak. That sounds like an excuse. I'm really not trying to say it that way. It's just a fact. It's reality. It just as if you'd say we've had good health, but we've had bad health. So, yeah, man, you move through it. I'm lucky to have Steve as a partner in all this. For him, he's never lost. So I think even for him, it's tougher. I didn't win at the level of my life that Steve Kerr did. I mean, he played 15 years, I think, in the league and had 1 year where he lost. Where he didn't go to the playoffs, I believe, which is kind of crazy. And then he was the GM of the Suns, and they did well. And then he came on board with us and went to five finals in a row. So, I mean, Kerr for sure. I've lost more in my life, but no, I mean, it's more reality than going to the finals 5 years in a row. Is that's for sure.
Bob Myers is joining us. You know, obviously, Bob. And I thought you did a great job of laying out exactly what that's like. You don't want the run to end, but is there something reinvigorating about a new challenge?
Yeah. I mean, we haven't been involved at the trade deadline for 5 years, or we've been in free agency. But, yeah, I mean, I look at it like, let me give you a – I don't know if this is a good example or not, but when I took this job, people said, you know, what's the difference between this and being an agent? And I said, well, an agent, you got these one-off transactions, and it's fun. You're trying to build a client base and get a good group of guys, get them paid, and get as many good players as you can. This job is like a puzzle, and you're trying to put it together. And when I showed up, the puzzle was mostly not done. And with the group, with help from my group and our owner and everybody that was involved, we put a puzzle together. And Steve was a huge part of that, and our players certainly were the biggest part. And then for the last 3 years, if I'm being honest, I would just walk by the cardboard table and look at that puzzle and, hey, looks pretty good, and just kind of keep going. Now, that's fine when you have a completed thing. It's not often you get that in this business, in any sport, where you look at your roster and go, I don't know if we should do much. But you know, I don't know the right word to use to describe it, but you do just kind of get used to that, and you're not doing much with it. You're staring at it. It looks good. And then what happened in the finals and also in the offseason and in the beginning of this season with injuries, you know, it's like my one-and-a-half-year-old came over and just kind of knocked it off on the ground.
So right.
You're staring at it, and you're kind of like, okay, let's put it back together. So, yes, it's the same way. I mean, dumping out a new puzzle over the holidays and going, all right, who wants to do this with me? And the best part is you get your group together, you look at it and go, where's our corner pieces? What fits, what doesn't? And, yes, that's invigorating in some sense. But also losing sucks, too. So it's all connected.
Yeah, but in terms of the analogy, how about this? I can remember back in the day I had a beautiful laptop. Man, I love that laptop. It was so nice. I knew if I turned it on, it would work. It would do what it was supposed to do until my then 2 or 3 year old came over to the same laptop and started pulling all the keys off it. And that didn't work so well. And
right.
then that
exactly.
became something different. All right, so part of the puzzle, yeah. there's also the new building. You've got a new building, and legend has it you were fired up about the potential of a new cookie room in the Chase Center. How do you like that new building so far, and what's it say about the vision of the organization?
Oh, the building's fantastic. I mean, it's really good. And again, you know, people listening will say, I have to say that it's just true. And for people, anybody that's listening that has been, and you got to come check it out, Jim, whenever you want. But bring your son, bring your college son. But it's a really nice building. They did a really good job. It's got everything you want. The only thing it doesn't have is any memories. So it's just like a home. I mean, it has to. You have to have some memories in it. Your kid has to bang his head against the counter, and you have to get some stitches, and you have to have some holidays, got to have some birthdays. We have no memories. We've moved into this place, and it's beautiful, and I wouldn't change any of it. And for me, just walking over from my office to the games is huge. The players, we have one locker room. Depends on what you value in life, but it's got what you want. It really does. And the location is probably my favorite part, just a building in San Francisco, a world-class, world-renowned city. They really did a wonderful job. The owners, there was no expenses spared. But again, it's not Oracle yet because we haven't poured sweat into it. We haven't had a playoff game in it. To be honest, we haven't won that much in it yet. And so that's what makes a building unique. I mean, you probably went to the Forum growing up. And then when the Lakers moved into Staples, and I was there too, I went to game, you know, and then I was living in LA and I'd go to Staples. It takes time to build what matters, you know, the old Boston Garden. Those places were special because of the memories within them. They weren't necessarily the buildings. So you have to create new ones, and that's what we're working on.
That's a great analogy as well. Bob Myers joining us. So, Bob, you along with Steve Kerr and a number of players as well as members of the organization are going to head to East Lansing tomorrow night for the retirement of Draymond's Michigan State jersey. Draymond always talks about the relationship the two of you have. How would you describe that and what he means to you and to that organization?
Oh, you know, he's you've talked to Draymond. The thing I like most about Draymond is that he's flawed, and that may not sound like a compliment, but he's real, and it's hard to connect with people in this business. You know, people you work with in sports it's very egocentric. We get caught up in what is about us, and we, you know, even some of our players, they'll ask me a question. But hey, how's it going? Or how's your family? And I'll commend them. I'll say, great, good job. And they'll say, what? I said, you're asking questions. You know, it's kind of like they have to work because so much revolves around them and they're always the center of attention. It's hard for them. And I don't want to be too general, but you got to be a human being too. And so the thing I like most about Draymond is because we've been through a lot of good and some challenges, he's honest and he's kind of open. He'll say, yeah, I screwed up, and he'll listen. And he's not super defensive when he makes mistakes. And so through all of the last 8 or 9 years, it's gotten to the point where we kind of know each other. But it takes years, man. I mean, it takes a long time. Everybody thinks, you know, we'll sign a player and they'll say, you know, have you gotten to know him yet? And I'll say, it's only been 2 or 3 months. And it takes time. And so, like I said, with the arena, with Draymond, it takes time. But to see him honored at Michigan State, It's well deserved, and he's a great reflection of what matters. And was a great college player. Obviously, he's a great pro. But it's hard. In this bit, like yours, Jim. You probably worked with a lot of people over the years, and we talk about this guy's my friend, and I'll stay connected. But really, the truth is, sadly, we don't. But there's a few people you do. They come in town, and you make an effort to go to dinner with them. Draymond's a guy. 20 years from now, I'll go out of my way. just because the guy's an interesting guy. He's got a way. He's got a charisma about him. Some people don't like him, but if they knew him, if they really knew him, I think they would. And so I'm honored to go and watch him get that jersey retired.
No, I think you're right, Bob. I think that is one of those guys that years down the road, you still stay connected. And it seems to me that you're in the middle of this five-game road trip. The fact that so many people are going to make the trip to see that happen for him, it speaks to exactly how people feel about him within the organization. Look, there's no denying that the season is challenging from a results standpoint. But at the same time, when you look at the fact that you're missing a pair of Hall of Famers who are injured right now, you're hitting the road scouting for the draft. If the roster is healthy and you know you can make some moves, how quickly can this thing turn back around?
I mean, it could be next year. I mean, it could be at the end. I don't know. We'll see. But it's there. I mean, the pieces are there. We have to see it. But, you know, unfortunately, we haven't seen the true, even Clay being out and Steph being out as long as he has. It's hard to really know, but I believe in those. Obviously, they've proven they can win and play together. But we have to now reestablish a new continuity, a new chemistry, and that takes a little time. But I'm confident, you know, it won't be what we can do next year. I'll be excited to see. But I do know this. What we will be, and I think I speak for everybody, most importantly the players, there'll be a new – I was sitting next last year at a regular season game, and a GM of the other team came and sat with me. We were watching the game, and at the end of the game, we were going to win the game. We were up 10 with about 30 seconds to go, and he taps me on the shoulder. He puts his hand out and says, "Hey, congratulations," and to shake my hand. And I looked at him and I said, "For what?" And he said, "You're going to win the game." And I said, "Oh yeah, yeah, thanks." That's not a made up story. I did not know what he was talking about when he congratulated me. I promise you, next year, Jim, when we were in regular season game, it's going to mean something. And that's just what it is. It's hard not to get, I don't want to say complacent. I don't know if entitled, but you do lose a little bit of appreciation when, I think last year, if you looked at the last 3 years at least, I bet we weren't favored in 8-9 games out of 100 and 200 games, to be honest. I mean, we weren't supposed to win 10 of them. And so you do get a little bit, that's not reality when Steve talks about reality. So from a player standpoint, the regular season and any win will be appreciated more. I think it'll be fought for more. But I'm excited for it, too. I'm excited to see what we can do.
No, I think that's true, Bob. And I think that when you have that success after everything you've been through, everything you're going through right now, it's going to be different. I mean, that's not to say that you didn't appreciate it when you were in it, but how could you not appreciate it more when you see what you have to go through and the perspective you have? Really quickly, before you go, I mentioned off the top that you were recently inducted into the Monta Vista High School Athletic Hall of Fame. I know you're going to be modest. I know you'll downplay your accomplishments. But what were those days like for you?
I'm not going to be I'm just going to be truthful, Jim. I stood up, and the people that – it was the first Hall of Fame induction, and the people that were inducted were really accomplished people. I mean, there was some people that had done a lot at Monta Vista and beyond. There's a world-class women's water polo player who's probably the best in the world. And there were some high-level people that went on to do some really exciting things. So when I stood up, I did feel like this was some kind of charitable deal. I had a couple of buddies text me from my high school team and said, "I was better than you." And I know. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. But I guess if I was going to validate it, I'd say I'm the guy that got inducted, I suppose, because of just effort and hard work and not the most talented, but I do think I represent the high school in a way where, you know, you keep working, you do try to stay humble, and we should honor people like that. I mean, you know, there's people like that should be honored. But again, in the real Hall of Fames, it is mostly about talent, which is fine. It's just fine. But it was a fun night. I was there with my family and my wife's family. And you take those things, Jim. I don't know if you're in the Hall of Fame, but you just take what you can get at this point. You just appreciate it.
Well, no, I get that, Bob. Recently, for some reason, and I'm like you, I'm not sure exactly how it happened, but they put me into the Radio Hall of Fame. And at this point, you take those things and you appreciate those things. And I think you're right. I think it's not about talent, but it's about hard work and dedication. And it worked out. He is a recent inductee into the Monta Vista High School Athletic Hall of Fame. I'm going to start right there. He's a two-time NBA Executive of the Year, led the Warriors to those three NBA titles and five straight conference titles. Golden State back at it tonight at Atlanta. Bob Myers, very good friend of the program. Bob, I appreciate you so much. Great to have you back. Thank you.
Thanks, man. Hey, come to a I know we're not winning a lot, but come check out the new arena.
Well, this time I am, Bob. I'm going to say it for the record. This time I am. This time I am. I will take you up on that. I can't wait to see that new building. I'll do it.
All right, Jim.
All right,
thanks,
take care,
Bob.
Appreciate you. And Raymond Ritter, too, and his crew. I just said it for the record. Bob, I'm coming up for this. I definitely will do that. Bob Myers, Golden State Warriors president of basketball ops, and he is their GM. And as I always say, after he comes on, nobody quite like that guy. Very different guy.